Bank of America announced plans to slash overdraft fees to $10 from $35 beginning in May, and it'll work to eliminate the fees completely beginning in February. The banks have been facing pressure from consumer advocacy groups who say such fees impact low-income Americans. 5% of checking account holders overdraft more than 20 times per year. That's according to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Bank of America is one of the largest U.S. banks with 66 million clients. Wells Fargo and Capital One have already made similar changes. Facebook's parent company, Meta, appointed DoorDash CEO Tony Hsu to its board of directors. That's the first change to the board since the company changed its name in October and the first addition to the board since March of 2020. The board now stands at 10 people. That includes, of course, CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who controls the majority of the company's voting stock through super voting shares. And speaking of Facebook, the company dropped 36 spots on Glassdoor's annual Best Places to Work list, falling from number 11 to number 47 in just a year. Facebook was number one in 2018, but has slid down the list every year after several public relations crises. Chipmaker NVIDIA took the number one spot on the list this year. And several celebrities are being sued for allegedly leading investors into a crypto pump and dump scam. The list includes Kim Kardashian, Floyd Mayweather Jr., and Paul Pierce. They're being accused of, quote, making false or misleading claims to investors about Ethereumax through social media and other promotional platforms. That's according to a class action complaint filed in the Central District of California. The lawsuit says the celebrities told their millions of followers to buy the cryptocurrency, only to sell it once the price was inflated.